tall Herman Tower, a legend about a witch, Narva Battles of 1700 and 1704. Narva Castle is a place of significant historic battles. For many centuries, Denmark, the Livonian Order, Sweden, and Russia fought for possession of Narva. In 1700, the troops of Peter the Great approached the city walls. A siege of the city started. Even though the army of Russia was almost 20 times larger than the count of the defenders of Narva, the city managed to hold its line for 2 months. Narva was supported by the army of Charles XII, the King of Sweden, who attacked aggressively and overran the defenses of the Russian troops. This decided the battle. Narva remained under the reign of Sweden. The loss of the Battle of 1700 was a tremendous blow for the whole of Russia and its army. Yet Peter the Great did not lose heart. He said that he, on the contrary, made the following remark on the Battle of Narva. "The Swedes will defeat us again and again, yet with their victories finally, they will teach us how to defeat them." The common people in Rus explained the victory of Sweden as witchery, as if the Swedes won by non-human force and were genuine wizards. Besides, the inaccessible Narva Castle impressed the Russians with its tall Herman Tower seen from far away. The height of the tower reached 50 meters, while its invulnerable walls were 4 meters thick at the foundation level. Maybe there was an evil spirit hiding in the wall and helping the Swedes. The folktale narrates such a story. For a long time, persistently, yet unsuccessfully, the Russians were trying to conquer the fortress city of Narva. They blocked the fortress from land and sea. They nearly approached the walls. And continually they shelled the fortress. Yet every time, when they wanted to take the fortress by assault, they died. Russian rumors spread that an evil spirit helped the Swedish army and that the mother of Charles XII was a witch and during the assault came out to the balcony of the highest tower and hexed the Russian soldiers. One Russian soldier felt deep grief for the death of his comrades. He was a good shot. However, no matter how many times he tried to shoot the witch, she remained safe and sound. One night, a devil came to a soldier when he was dreaming, and he said that the woman on the balcony was indeed a witch, and try as you might, she cannot be shot. Only an enchanted button could kill her. "Give it to me," asked the soldier. "I will," said the devil, "but I will take your soul instead." The soldier woke up and wanted to laugh about the dream, but he felt a button squeezed in his fist. Once again, the Russians started an assault of the castle. As it happened before, the old woman came out to the balcony and the comrades of the soldier started dying by the dozens. The soldier couldn't bear this anymore. He decided, "I will not live, but I will save my comrades from inescapable death." He loaded the enchanted button into his gun, pointed towards the witch, and shot. The witch howled, spun, disappeared. This time, the Russians managed to overpower the enemy and assault the fortress. Only one rifleman died in trenches, and nobody ever found out how. It is still a mystery whether the death of the witch living in the tower became a catalyst for further success of the Russian troops, yet the victory of the army of Peter the Great in 1704 is a historical fact. This time, the Russians settled their battleries on the right bank of the river, right opposite the bastions of Narva Castle. 10 days of continuous shelling, the walls of the two bastions fell down. The Russians took the city by assault.